This message is brought to you by The Covenant Nation.
Would you help me celebrate Jesus some more, church? No, no, that was not good enough. Help me celebrate the Lord. Would you add a shout of victory to it? Would you add a shout of victory to it? Would you add a shout of victory to it? Would you add a shout of victory to it? Would you give the Lord a loud shout of praise? Let me ask you this question. How will you shout when everything becomes evidential in your life? Words spoken here, prophecies you received. Is that all you're going to do? Is that all you're going to do? Someone give Jesus a big shout of praise. Would you open your mouth and just speak in the Holy Ghost wherever you are? Just open your mouth and speak in other tongues. Likanda baba bashuka baleda, rakoto labarasi kande yaba, lakosha badia, rakoto balazata la, rakanto basika la, rakashi balade, rakoto balazika tala, asha badia, rakoto balaza, elakende be, esokoto labalada, arakodushaya. Open your mouth, release oracles of fire. Open your mouth, release oracles of fire. You are too loaded. There are deposits already made. Open your mouth and release it. 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 Hey, hey. Lipadokotola, Rakondabia, Matala, Rakosha, Likatoba, Endabiada, Ashakotia, Rakoto, Ashamede, Alakada, Asibadaya, in the name of Jesus. And I want us to do this very quickly with your right hand still lifted. The Bible says, for an angel went down at a certain season to go down to the pool of Bethesda, and the angel was there, the pool of Bethesda. The Bible said, whosoever first that jumped in that pool was healed. And the Bible says that angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. And my question is, if an angel can stir a pool and someone will be healed, what about the heirs of salvation? Do you know you can stir an atmosphere even right now? Stir an atmosphere and there will be an outbreak of the miraculous. I don't know what you want to stir. Do you want to stir something in your family? Do you want to stir something in your family, in your business, in your career? Where your children are, open your mouth, begin to stir something. Begin to stir something. Do you want to stir something in your health? Do you want to stir something in your work with God? Do you want to see something in your ministry? Do you want to see something in your giftings? Open your mouth. Rakatalaba, rakoshebete, esalabada, rakidabasa, atakale, rakotolabasa. If an angel can steer the pool, you can steer something. If an angel can steer the pool, rakadosia, rakatobasa, atakale. Rakodobasha, Akarabada, Rakopotoya, Rakatalabia, Eshabada, Rakatea, Alamia, Asaniba, Alatode, something is being steered. Release your oracles of fire. Something is being steered. Likotobasha, Alekorasia, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, for things have been steered. No atmosphere will remain the same. Oh, no atmosphere will remain the same. No atmosphere will remain the same. No atmosphere will remain the same. Let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. Would you celebrate the Lord as you take your seat in the presence of God? Please help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, my faith is a weapon. I want you to leave that neighbor, get in the face of another and scream in their ear, my faith is a weapon. I want you to shout it again like you understand the thunder, my faith is a weapon. And people of God, it was the scripture speaking in the book of 1 John. And by the way, I've had the greatest moment of my life. I've had a great time being here. And people of God, the presence of God is so palpable in the atmosphere. If you allowed me, I would just break out into prayers unending. Please help me celebrate, not because it is a tradition, for God to give a man a vision to create heaven on earth, for God to give a man a vision to assemble these uncommon giftings in the body of Christ together under one room. How can you leave the way you came? Would you open it? Please help me celebrate, Pastor Bodger. Help me celebrate the great man of God. Celebrate him. Glory to God. Once again, help me celebrate one of the most graceful women I've ever met. Help me celebrate the great woman of God, First Lady Pastor Toy. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. And to every servant of God in this house, I honor you. I celebrate you from the depth of my heart. And to every pastor, every head of unit, I'm on top of my head, I'm wondering all that went in for Wolfbeck to happen. And I'm wondering the people who left their jobs, the people who took leave from work, the people who left their families, the people who are working hard at every unit, every corner. God that put this meeting together will bless you in a way you never expected. Glory to God. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is for a little while. I want to remind you that Apostle Paul, metaphorically speaking, and of course telling us about the weapons of the believer, when he speaks about putting on the whole armor of Christ, told us about the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth. But one major thing he mentioned, which we will not forget, is the shield of faith, and which obviously is the bedrock of what we are talking about. By the way, recall that yesterday when I was speaking about Gideon, and I said that with the encounter that Gideon had, he had wheat on his hands, but interestingly, what was in his heart was kingdom. And so, how I know that God put kingdom in his heart was that it was just not a coincidence that what God appeared to him for was the same thing he mentioned to God. And I think about another man in the scripture who God also prepared him for kingdom, is the man called Saul. You will remember King Saul. Now, I'm not about to talk about Saul, but there are interesting things that happen in the life of Saul, which I think is important for someone who is going to step out there to use all that you've learned and known about faith. The book of 1 John, chapter 13, people of God. The book of 1 John chapter 13, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I want to just quickly read it if you don't mind. The book of 1 John chapter 5, and we'll read verse 13. The Bible says something very important. These things I have written unto you that you have eternal life, that you have eternal life. Now, but most especially what I'm looking at is 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 rather. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, media, if you will find me Amplified Translation,
you will be my best friend right now. If there is a way you will fight, great. Glory to God. Now, if you can find the scripture wherever you are, can we read it together? One to go. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Please, I want us to read the second phrase again, the B part. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Now, people of God, whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And it seemed to me that the B part of it is trying to explain to us, what does this exactly mean? And it says, this is the victory that conquers the world. Now, notice the use of the word conquers in present continuous. Now, there is no gainsaying the fact that you're already born of God and you have overcome the world. However, to remain in the place of victory, to stand in the victory that the Lord has given you, you must understand there is the faith that is needed for you to continually be in a place of victory. Am I communicating? I look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Now, people of God, interestingly, now while Saul was already given that word about being made a king, as Saul had already received the word about being made a king, the Lord begins to tell Saul, when you get to Wretched Sepulcher, you're going to meet two men, and they're going to tell you that the asses you seek have been found. Mark it down somewhere. But that's not all. And he said, when you move a little further, you are going to meet three men going up to the temple. One will be carrying a kid, the other will be carrying loaves, and one of them will give you one of the loaves they are carrying. Understand that what they were carrying was for sacrifice, and it was meant for the priest. It was meant for the priest. It was meant for the priest. This is what they use for sacrifice in the temple. And he said, when you leave there, you will get to the garrison of the Philistines. And then you are going to see a band of prophets. And as they prophesy, you are going to join them. Notice a word had come about him being made king. However, before the open anointing for all to see, you are going to meet people who will give you what is meant for the priest. Let me put it differently. You are going to meet people who will introduce you to the priestly order. Now, you're going to meet people who are going to let you know what it means to eat what the priests are eating. Now, when you are done with that, you are going to also meet another set of people, and they are going to be prophets. They are going to be prophesying, and you're going to join them to prophesy. Now, I want to tell everyone here that in the use and the execution of your faith in this season, understand, I mean, we all know the priesthood of the believer. I'm not going to go into that. But let me quickly let you know about the priesthood of the believer in the place of prayer. The priesthood of the believer in the place of prayer is that you must understand the place of supplication, and you must understand the place of petition. And this one has, it is you and God. It is communicated. Now, you find out that the priest in the old covenant would actually be the ones that will stand in the gap in the place of supplication and prayer for the rest of the people. Now, park that in one corner of your mind. And then from there, you proceed further to the prophetic. Now, I want you to understand, in the place of the prophetic is the place where you're declaring what God has said. Now, whether it is foretelling, you're saying, this is what God has said, this is what God has said, this is what God has said, this is what God has said. However, it was said, please don't forget this, it was said to Saul that you are going to meet those who will introduce you first of all to the priestly order. Then from there, they will take you to the prophetic order. You must understand the place of priesthood. You must understand the place of the prophetic utterance and declaration before you will get to your place of kingship. Am I communicating? And so, people of God, you must understand priestly intercession. You must understand prophetic declaration. And all in all, we will reign as the Lord has ordained for us. And I want you to understand that all of this is pointing to one major thing, and that is the place of your faith. There are people who declare without having a prayer intimacy with God. You keep declaring what? You see, in the place of prayer, the words that we hear, the things that we're meditating on, become flesh and become life. And from there, we proceed further to declare. People of God, when you declare things that you are not convinced or convicted about, you are making noise. Am I communicating? Even the devil is not scared of your declaration. By the time you pack that in one corner of your mind, I will revisit this at the end. But people of God, I want you to understand that Apostle Paul speaking interestingly to us, especially as it has to do with the victory of the believer, especially as it has to do with what we are supposed to be armed with. Apostle Paul begins to speak about how we are supposed to be armed with the shield of faith. Somebody help me, thunder, say the shield of faith. I want you to say it again like you really mean it, thunder, the shield of faith. Can you scream it louder again? Say the shield of faith. And Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, interesting as it may sound, begins to declare to us, say, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. People of God, I will go somewhere and then we will come back and then we will use our shield of faith. Now, if you know that Apostle Paul, in saying this, was actually referring to the military attire of the typical Roman soldier. And then he begins to mention all of them and mention, most importantly, he said, I love this scripture, whether it's in importance or in emphasis, he said, above all. Somebody help me touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, above all. That was a wrong neighbor again. Please leave that neighbor and get in the face of another neighbor and tell them above all. Somebody help me declare it again. Say above all. Say it again like a minute. Say above all. And it's important that I remind you of something very important. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench. People of God, I'm not talking about a lot of things. Wherewith ye shall be able. Wherewith ye shall be able. The entire phrase in itself, from the original Greek, means nothing but power. Ye shall be able. It explains nothing but dunamis. And it says, wherewith taking the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. People of God, let's go back. I mean, my first degree was in history and international relations. So let's do a bit of history and then we'll come back to what God wants us to know. Help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor again, say, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, the typical shield of the Roman soldier, people of God, was as high as a door. Was as high as a door. And by the way, before I tell you about the typical shield of the Roman soldier, I mean, some of you will understand there are video games that give us the Roman soldier picture. And if you watch the movie Arise, you know, it gives us what's this other popular movie where they illustrated. I mean, we all know it. But people of God, I want you to understand that the typical Roman soldier battle shield has got is long as the door. Some of them can even actually be longer. So in a conflict and in a battle, if the Roman soldier carries the shield and is moving, you will not see him, you will see the shield. Tell your neighbor, take the shield of faith. So the Roman soldier is moving. You're not going to see that person. You are going to see the shield. All you're going to see, what is this thing that is moving? What is this object that is moving? What is this object that is moving? The only persons that will see him are his fellow soldiers. Because their shield is against the enemy. Am I communicating? And so people of God, however, let me quickly point out to you that Roman soldiers had the kind of shield they either used for parade and celebration. and they had the wounds that they used for, I mean, you can go and find out all by yourself. They are the ones they use for celebration, and that is for parade. They come, that one is very colorful, very beautiful, and they carry it. It's very colorful, people of God. However, there is another one that they use for battle. The one for parade and celebration is not the same as the one you use for battle. I want to say it again. The one for parade and celebration is not the same as the one you use for battle. Put that in one corner of your mind. One typical thing that the Roman soldiers would do is that at every new day that there was a battle, they would take their shield, which was the hide of an animal skin woven together in layers. They would take their shield and soak it in water. They would take their shield and soak it in water. People of God, notice carefully. The idea behind this is said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. People of God, enemies in the medieval times had a form of battle that they usually would send against the enemy. They put fire darts and then they send it and they throw the fire dart. The idea behind it is so that it can catch fire. The enemies can catch fire. Their instrument can catch fire. Whatever it is. But the typical medieval Roman soldier will soak his shield in water and will present the shield when the enemy sends the fiery dart. It will hit a shield soaked in water. Remember, the Bible talks about the washing of the water by the word. And that is why faith is not an emergency boldness. Faith is not I am courageous. Faith is coming from everything about me soaked in the water of the word. And so, sir, every arrow that is thrown, there is water for it. Every fiery dart that is already thrown, there is water for it. And so when I raise it, and then the enemy throws any form of dart at it, the water in my shield will soak it up. Am I communicating? Help me look at your neighbor again and ask your neighbor, is there water in your shield? Can you declare it? Ask your neighbor again, say, is there water in your shield? Ask your neighbor one more time, is there water in your shield? Say it again like you understand it. Is there water in your shield? People of God, remember that I said there are colorful shields. There are shields that are beautiful. There are shields that look very nice. But people of God, you can use them for battle. That you understand the scripture and you can quote it does not mean that the scripture is battle efficient. That you can go copiously. I know what the scripture says here. I know what the scripture says here. I know what that scripture has it settled? Has it become flesh where you are? Do you believe it that beyond all reasonable doubt? And so, sir, when your shield is soaked with water, when your shield is soaked with water, sir, I am betting my life on this, that no power of hell, no dart sent by the pit of darkness will be able to withstand Makonde Bosia. If you understand what I'm saying, can you thunder a louder amen? Can you scream a better amen? And one thing the Roman soldier does, because the shield were used and made from the hides of an animal skin, what they do is that every day, sir, ma, every day, as soon as they bring up the shield, they will anoint the shield with oil. They will anoint the shield with oil. And the idea behind it is to make sure that they keep the shield from becoming too hard so that it will not break. So they anoint the shield with oil. They continually put oil on the shield. When you are done soaking your shield, put some oil on it. People of God, put some oil on it. Allow the Holy Spirit to have an expression in your life. Allow the... Somebody help me look at your neighbor and say, put oil on your shield.
I want you to say it again like a minister. Put oil on your shield. Can you say it again like a minister? Put oil on your shield. Can you thunder it again? Say, put oil on your shield. I want you to say it for the last time. Say, put oil on your shield. People of God, when you hear the word and you walk around your house meditating on the word, speaking in the Holy Ghost, and a word comes alive in your spirit man, and you are declaring it around your house, you are declaring it around your office, people may not understand what you are doing. The next time they ask you, what are you doing? Remind them, I am putting some oil on my shield. There are some of us that will live here, and then you will pray on a line by a man of God, a prophetic word has been released here, and people are wondering, why are you praying the same prayer again and again? Tell them, I am putting some oil on my shield. And people of God, it is in the place of prayer, it is in the place of the leading of the Holy Ghost, it is in the place of the outpouring of the supernatural. That is the place where oil is put on your shield. Help me declare again to your neighbor. Say to your neighbor, put some oil on your shield. And people of God, it is important that you realize that apart from putting oil on your shield, it is important that I remind you that the shield of the Roman soldier, before I get into what the heart of what I'm about to say today is, the shield of the Roman soldier was interestingly connected to the belt of the soldier. And that way, the shield will not lose balance no matter what happens. I want to say it again. That the shield of the Roman soldier was connected to the belt, that no matter what happens, the shield will be kept in place. It will not lose balance. And I want you to realize that any shield that is not connected to truth of God's word will be as vulnerable as anything can be. There is a shield that you're carrying. But my conviction about the shield of faith is the fact that it is connected. I want you to understand, I love the way Bible calls it, the belt of truth. I do not just know this, but it is true to me. I am not just professing this thing, but it is true. It is the belt of truth. And this is what the shield is connected to. So people of God, even when the shield is not in use, it is already tied to the belt. Did you hear what I just said right now? Even when I have no need to use the shield, it is already tied to my belt. Am I communicating? And so, sir, this is your faith expressed as a weapon. And I pray that today, as you express your faith as a weapon, at the sound of your amen, no fiery dart of the enemy will come near you. I say no fiery dart of the enemy will come near you. I say no fiery dart of the enemy will come near you. I wish your amen will thunder louder than that. I wish your amen will rise higher than that. I wish your amen will be more victorious than that. And people of God, this is faith as a weapon. And understand that there are many things that will happen here. It will be the overflow of what you have. It will be the overflow of your faith. It will be the convictions that you have. I want you to know, every time I am led to declare anything, it must be connected to the truth, the belt of truth. People of God, there's the sword of the spirit, which is on the offensive, and there is the belt of truth. I always will tell my people that the sword of the spirit is for situation. The belt of truth is for you. And so your shield of faith is connected to the word that is supposed to be for you, the truth of God's word. What you believe, people of God, that is where the shield, your shield, will be connected to. Having established this as a weapon, the shield of faith as a weapon, please run with me carefully, people of God. Run with me to the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 18. Run with me to the book of Luke chapter 1. We read the book of Luke chapter 1. Glory to God. We read the book of Luke chapter 1.
And we read the book of Luke and we start reading from verse, to give context to this, it almost looks like we might just start reading from verse 5. The Bible says, then was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his house, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit of and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." This is where it gets interesting. And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." The way King James uses this English, I like it. He say, "Well stricken in years. The years have struck us." Did you hear what I just said? The years have given us a lot of shege. From one year to another, we are well stricken in years. And the angel said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee this glad tidings." Now listen to this. "Behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that this thing shall be performed, because thou believest not the word which shall be fulfilled in their season." Now I want us to run very quickly to this 57. The Bible says, "Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown her great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so." I want to read it again. And they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and spake, and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about. And these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. People of God, I want you to know that the foray for me in the next few minutes is the man called Zechariah. And interestingly, what happened in his life, by extension, the wife Elizabeth, especially in the fulfillment of the word of God and in the use of faith as a weapon. People of God, notice carefully that this man came into, under the old covenant, what was called the presence of God. Remember, he came to sacrifice. Otherwise, in what they felt was not felt, what was actually the presence of God, on that he was actually in what purportedly maybe in the inner court or in the holy of holies, making sacrifices, and the angel appeared. Notice the use of words of Gabriel. Gabriel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God." Excuse me, people of God. If Zechariah was to introduce himself the same way that Gabriel introduced himself. Zechariah, what would he introduce himself as? Gabriel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. Now, if I began this scripture from the beginning, you know that anytime it reaches your turn to make sacrifice, that is when you will enter. When you finish your own turn, you will leave what is supposed to be the presence of God. And Gabriel told Zechariah, the difference between you and I, the difference between what is about to break out in my life and what will not break out in your own life, the difference between what I'm saying and what you are not hearing, the difference between that, the fact that I came here not to play with you, the difference between why I know that this cancer will disappear, the difference is that I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. You are Zechariah. You visit the presence of the Lord. I am Gabriel. I'm not here on visitation. I am Gabriel. My walk with God is consistent. I am Gabriel. I am standing where he's standing. I am Gabriel. I am not hot in the morning and cold in the evening. I am Gabriel. I know who I am. I am Gabriel. I am begotten of the Lord. I have not forgotten who I am. Zechariah, you can doubt because you usually would come, and after a while, you will go. You will be consistent and receive all that you're supposed to receive in Wolfbeck when you walk away from here. Chances are that you'll forget the manner of person that you are. Karundabia, you are going to open scriptures and revelations will jump at you and your spirit man will come alive. But listen, I am more bothered about if you step out of here, would you still say, I stand in the presence of God. These things will not move me. These things will not stop what God is doing in my life. I'm not going to settle for less. Please, lift up your right hand. Call your name. Say, I am Jerry. Are you afraid to put your name there? Say, I am Jerry. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Say, I am Jerry. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Say, right now, I call forth the things which be not as though they were. Say, right now, I declare that whatsoever the Lord has laid in my heart shall become a reality. Say, I am Jerry. I am begotten. I am loved of the Lord. Say, I am Jerry. Whatever I say comes to pass. Say, I am Jerry. Life and death are in the power of my tongue. Say, right now, I release life. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Makadonde beyada siyada, rekoto boloshiyada, ande be kosutaya, kadnebeliya. So the first question I'm asking you is, who are you? Kalande beyada. The first question issues will rise in your life to ask you is, who are you? You may not hear the question, but people of God, think something is going to happen tomorrow, and what he's going to be addressing is, who are you? And Gabriel looks at Zechariah and said, listen, I'm not hearing what you are saying. Let me remind you who I am. People of God, there's so much God has loaded your spirit man with. You are going to step out of here. Remind the devil. Remind cycles and patterns. Remind shame. Remind lack of success. Remind delay. Do you know who I am? Do you know what God has made me to be? None of you shall lack a mate. That is the word of the Lord. The steps of a righteous, he's like a shining light. He shines brighter and brighter. This is who I am. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Somebody shall say, that's who I am. people of God, please don't forget. He said, Karo Shandia, Andekolo Shira. And all I am saying to you, right now there is no such thing as getting in the presence of God and getting out of the presence of God. But people of God, let me remind you, there is such a thing as being conscious of the presence of God. There is such a thing called practicing the presence of God. So people of God, Endebe Gabriel was conscious that, do you know who I am? Even though I'm talking to you right now, I'm still in his presence. Even though the doctor may have given me a report that does not look like it, I'm still in his presence. You will doubt, but I will not doubt. You will be scared, but I'm not scared. For my life is hid with Christ, and Christ in God. Somebody shall say, that's my identity. If you believe it, turn down louder, amen. Can you scream a better amen? Can you shout a bigger amen? Can you turn down a better amen? And people of God, the angel said, I want to let you know something that is going to happen. You are saying what God is not saying. So we're going to help you. What you are saying is not what heaven is saying. Heaven is saying you're going to have a child. And I'm going to help you in a way that everyone who reads this scripture will continually be helped and taught what they should never do. So, because you are not saying what heaven is saying. No, don't think it's a punishment. No, it's not a punishment. What we are going to do for you is that we're going to shut your mouth so that you don't spoil it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue is not just powerful when you are saying the right thing. Even when, listen, you are already powerful. So even when you do not mean it, you said something powerful. Even when you were angry and upset, the things that you said are powerful. And so what the angel said, let's teach God's people this thing. Even when you don't feel like it, don't say it. So we're going to help you. We're going to close your mouth. But the day you will say what God is saying, that's the day we're going to open it. Pastor Jerry, what are you talking about? On the day there was an argument, what will be the name of this child? He asked them, give me a paper. Bring a paper. As soon as he wrote J-O-H-A, his mouth opened. Because God was simply trying to say, now you are saying what I am saying. And so, if it is not what God is saying, shut your mouth. If it is not what God is saying over your life, close your mouth. But if it is what God is saying, if it is what God has said about you, if it is what God has declared about your situation, somebody help me thunder, say, I will shout about it. Say, I will keep saying it. I will keep declaring it until it becomes my reality. Call your name and say, Jerry. Say, declare it. Say, Jerry. Shout about it. What if I told you by this time tomorrow, something you have waited on for 7 months, for 9 months, for 3 years, at the sound of your amen, let it become your reality. 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 Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Lift up your right hand and say, I declare what the Lord is saying about my life. Now you're going to do something very quickly. Raise your right hand and say, today, whatsoever I have said in fear, today I cancel.
counsel them. Whatsoever I said in depression, I counsel them. Whatever I said in anxiety, I counsel them. Whatsoever I said in anxiety, I counsel, I counsel, I counsel, I counsel, I counsel, I counsel. Open your mouth, counsel it, counsel it. Record over, record the measure, record it. And shabada baba, record the beer, record it. And shabada, record over, and run the beer. Let your amen rise higher. And people of God, interesting as it may seem, once he said what God said, God said, now I'm opening your tongue, then you can see. Which means all together, while they were going through that process, all together, because he said, you heard what he told the angel. He said to the angel, I'm speaking in yes, and my wife too. Which means that guy, Pastor Zachariah, would have fallen a victim of when it would have been time to do. He would have said, can something even happen? And God said, because I know you have a potential of saying something, you will not say it. Keep quiet. Excuse me, Pastor. But what if he was thinking it in his heart? People of God, even if you are thinking it, make sure you don't say it. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. People of God, because there are days, let nobody faith shame you. There are days when all the faith you can have is only a grain of mustard seed. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you need to have it. Makoda, go and ask even those who handle the microphone. There are days when all the prayers that we made that brought change in your life, we only use a mustard seed faith to pray it. So don't let anybody tell you, this is wrong with your faith, that is wrong with your faith. Even if it is granite size kind of faith, make sure there is something. But one thing you must know is that if you don't feel right, say right. If you don't feel right, declare right. If you don't feel right, kapando koshake elemeno sotaya erekedebeshiha andabolokaha andebosiha. But hear me clearly, people of God, it gets interesting, and this is the part I like, and this is where it is all for me. The Bible said the kindred, the relations of Zachariah, they came and said, now your husband cannot talk. Let us give him a name. The name of your child will be called Zachariah. Eliza looked at all of them. Elizabeth looked at them and said to them, with all due respect, not so. Is there somebody who knows that there is something you are looking at right now, and all you are going to shout right now, every lie the enemy has told you about your journey in 2025, kabanda kurosha badada lekedebi adabasa, raise your voice and shout, not so. I didn't hear you thundering, not so. Raise your voice and declare, not so. Can you shout it, not so? Not so. 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 Let your amen turn the louder. You will remain on the level you were before Wolfbeck. You will operate with the same cycles, with the same patterns, with the same issue, with the same predicament. She was a lone voice. It was only her voice. Even if you are the only one in your family, some of you are shouting this on behalf of your father's house. Some of you are declaring it on behalf of your children. Are you not aware? You are the pattern breaker. Are you not aware? There is grace upon your life. Are you not aware that the Lord has put his hand upon your life? There are Elizabeths here. God is about to use you to break patterns, to break cycles, to break strongholds, to break limitations. Rakidai, Lakoshabada, Rakotolaba, Aketosea, Rakodiba, Atakala, Rabadasha, Ekoresea. Somebody with a loud voice, can you join that? Not so. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Can you turn down, my father, my father? I didn't hear you, my father, whatsoever does not look like you in my life, in my family, say today, park your load with a loud voice, shout, get out. Can you scream it? Get out. Shout it, get out. Shout it, get out. Shout it, get out. Shout it, get out. Thunder, not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. Listen, we are going to pray right now. Because Sakula Barashia and Nebiana Baraba, it will not be up to 1 hour. While you are still in Wolfbeck, while you are still here, you will begin to hear the evidence and answers of what you shouted here. You are going to get mysterious phone calls that will break years of waiting. Somebody shall not so. People of God, and I want to tell you, and Jesus entered Jerusalem in the very renowned and powerful triumphal entry. And Jesus entered Jerusalem and they celebrated and the people shouted for joy. Do you know Jesus' first assignment? Do you know Jesus' first assignment? As he entered Jerusalem, he went straight to the temple and found those that were buying and selling and said, this is not right. This is my father's house. He's supposed to be a place of prayer. How has he been turned into a den of robbers? Hikalabala, there are transactions we must stop now. Karaba, we don't care who is buying, we don't care who is selling, we don't know where it is coming from. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Raise your right hand. Let me hear you shout fire. Can I hear you turn the fire? Declare, say right now, any transaction that is not of God around my life, say right now, out, 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 out. Open your mouth. Rekotobala, rakadabala baba, ishakada, alabada baba say, ekotola, arakadasha, alababa baba, jakotea, rakadaba, akorasia, alabiadaba, asakotoa, rata, rako, rasha, ala, asa, ataba, rako, ashadaba, lakotola, rababa baba, Lakotobasia, hey, Lakadabasa, Eshabeda, Arabadaba, Asakatea, Rakador, Rabisha, Alabeda, Atalaba, let your amen turn the louder, let your amen rise, let your amen turn the. Makorosi Balaba, Ashekodoya, There's a generation that are here today, and all you are looking the devil into the eye. What stopped my mother? Not so. Any covering over my children? Not so. Cycles and patterns? Not so. Being in a place of limitation? Not so. The things happening in 2024 for them to repeat again in 2025? Not so. Any projection from the pit of hell? Not so. Akadabalashaya. Tumors? Not so. Open wound? Not so. Cancers? Not so. Delays? Not so. Denials? Not so. Shakabada. Rakotola. Rabadia. Shakada. Open your mouth. Raise the prayer fire. Raise the prayer fire. Raise the prayer fire. Raise the prayer fire. Hekadolosha. Herebiada. Rakatola. Rakatote. Shaka. Rabadaba. Rakotola. Rasadi. Herebiada. Let your amen rush higher. I love this. Karabana, wherever you go to today, all you, I want you to keep shouting, is not so. Makadolo Boroshibara. And they said to Elizabeth, nobody in our kindred has ever answered that name. Nobody has ever answered that name. Oga, you're correct. What God is about to do, nobody. Ayakando sopodeha, raketoleba, hey shayadaka. What is about to manifest? Nobody, rakado sabada. The man I'm about to become. Nobody, lakatolabasha, radabalabasha, hey akotola, rakotobasha, andabalaba, rakotia, radabasha, akorasia, alababa, ratobasha. Let your amen turn louder. I wondered how Zechariah had to scream, how Elizabeth had to scream when she heard he will answer the name of his father. Elizabeth said, you want me to agree to a name that made me wait? You want me to agree to a name? You see this pattern? You see this cycle? It will not be repeated. He gave me another name. Oh my God, I just spoke to someone. I don't know the name you people are waiting for, but he gave me another name. He said, I will give you a name better than the names of sons and daughters. As your two hands are living, lifted before the Lord, you are living one back with a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. The Lord is calling you by a new name. Let your amen thunder. Makoroshi Banaya Anna Barakoto Lobashaya. Don't forget, not so. Arabalia, you are going to live here. You will even be tempted to adjust to the way things have been happening. Some of you, the devil does not need the not so. It is you that need the not so. When you start seeing yourself trying to settle, hold your own ear and shout, not so. When the same cycles and the same patterns, Akiakuba Nesedeha, Leka de Besutala, Reka de Beshea, I don't care what the others heard, but you have been in work back. Your own case has to be different. Lekodaba, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that is why we're declaring, not so. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. whatever I say, I need you to scream it from the bottom of your belly, and all you're gonna shout is not so. And I need you to shout it in a way that the devil will know that this is not just a declaration, but it is a statement of victory. Returning back to where you are coming from. Family limitations. I want to scream it louder. Family limitations. Can I say this one again? Family limitations. Demonic delay. Demonic delay. Running around in circle. Afflictions on your body. Diseases on your body, rising and falling, rising and falling, emptiness in destiny, lack of love for God, loss of spiritual fire, loss of favor, lack of appetite for God, loss of a new height. Somebody shall fire. Shafaya, 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 shafaya. Let your amen turn the louder. And I decree and declare, as you have declared it, so shall it be in your life. As your two hands are lifted, let me declare the name of your new season will not answer the name of the old season. Elizabeth said, don't mention Zechariah. He gave me a name. I came here with a name, and I have bettered the name. There's something he told me about 2025. Right here in the labor room, I am better than name. For 7 times, I want you to raise your voice, and with all the strength you have, can you shout not so 7 times? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.